it's a very difficult problem to figure out how you're going to get the balance between simple commands that people want to be able to use and yet solve the complex function needs that they have. And the only way to really do that that I know is you've got to come up with a metaphor that can scale, that is to say, can grow up into solving the more general problems that people have. And one of the issues with the personal computer user interface that we've experienced for the last 10 years has been that it's been pushed in many different directions and has grown quite a bit, but ultimately it's not able to scale in some of the ways that were fundamentally not anticipated when it was invented. Because after all, the personal computer interface was invented to be largely to optimize a personal individual's individual person's use of their computer, which is to say to allow them to not have to type commands, to see familiar objects. It was still done with a metaphor that was an extension of their desktop, which means it solves the kind of problems they have when they're alone in their office, but it doesn't really deal about the fact that they work with other people, or the fact that they have other contexts than just their office to deal with, or that they work with things other than documents in how they do things. So our effort at Taligent has been to try and add those elements and to generalize the metaphor with the metaphor we call people, places, and things to include more of the things that people and organizations have. The other thing that's, I think, a key is to try as much as possible not to force people to learn many new things, but in fact to reuse the things that they already know and know how to deal with. People already know how to deal with other kinds of people. They know in different meetings how to interact. They know in some contexts, if they walk into their office, they can pick up anything they want and use it. They know in other contexts that they need to pay for things. They know in some contexts if I walk into someone else's office that I can leave something, but I can't just take anything I want. Those are all rules that people already know. They know in meetings, whether it's a meeting where they can speak anytime they want. If it's a bigger meeting, maybe they're supposed to sit and listen quietly, and then there are questions at the end. All those are different rules and behaviors that people have already learned as they've organized society into the complex entity that it is. And I think if the computer metaphor could represent more effectively those kinds of rules and interactions from the real world of people working with other people in different places with different things, you would see a computer metaphor that would scale, still be simple because it was built on the things that people are familiar with, but could scale up to the complex function that represents the way people work in their real world.